Mindfulness Mode. Hey, Mindful Tribe, welcome to the show. It's Sunday at 10:38 p.m. and I've been thinking all day about what the topic will be, and I kind of had this topic in mind today, but I didn't get to the point where I could actually put this together and record it until now. But here it is. We're talking about seclusion for well-being. And there are some real benefits of seclusion. And the thing about seclusion is that I just think it can really help us to have some time and space to ourselves for a while. And the definition of seclusion is that seclusion is when a person, couple, or larger group may go to a secluded place for privacy or peace and quiet. And the seclusion of an individual is called solitude. And as you know, I've talked about solitude before on the show. The question is, can seclusion be a healing solution? And I think the answer definitely is yes. I think it can be a healing solution, especially for certain people. Lately, I've been spending a lot more time alone. I've been working on a project where I've been away from home for 5 or 6 days at a time. And my wife enjoys her own space, and she's fine with more time alone also. And plus, you probably know she's a critical care nurse. She works a lot of nights. So it can all work out that we're spending some time separated, and we're not separating for any particular reason except that I'm working on this project. But this extra seclusion that's been happening has been going on for a couple of months now, and this experience has left me feeling, well, really a new sense of gratitude. Gratitude for my wife, gratitude for my life, gratitude for so many things, and I feel refreshed. And today I'm using the word seclusion. Like I mentioned, you might want to use some other words, just, you know, alone time, or getting disconnected maybe, or unplugged. Anyway, as I mentioned, these are all kind of similar concepts. Just to be clear, if we were talking about seclusion in reference to a mental health or psychiatric facility, we're talking about seclusion as an intervention that involves containing a patient in a safe, secure room without a free exit. So that's not what we're talking about. Today, I'm going to share with you 5 potential benefits of seclusion. And one of them, first one, is reflection and introspection. The second one, stress reduction. Number 3, enhanced focus and concentration. Number 4, connection with nature. And number 5, personal growth and renewal. So first of all, number 1, reflection and introspection. Seclusion provides an opportunity for deep reflection. This is what I've experienced, especially when I've gone on retreats and so on, because you can get that introspection without distractions, and you can really dig into your thoughts, emotions, and inner workings of whatever is going on in your mind. And it can lead to greater self-awareness, more clarity, and understanding of yourself. And it can contribute to a sense of centeredness and emotional stability. And number 2, stress reduction. Well, I've experienced that being alone in a quiet, secluded environment can definitely help reduce stress levels by providing a break from external stimuli and demands. And it can promote relaxation, calmness, and a sense of inner peace. I think that's what I've been experiencing. And this can foster emotional equilibrium and overall well-being. So no doubt that's why I'm feeling more relaxed and I'm feeling more of a sense of gratitude. Number 3, enhanced focus and concentration. It allows us to eliminate distractions and focus my attention on specific tasks, specific goals or activities without interruption. And that's definitely what I've been doing. And it can lead to improved concentration, more productivity, and better performance. ultimately fostering a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. And number four, connection with nature, secluding oneself in natural surroundings, such as a quiet forest or secluded beach. In my case, there's trees, there's nature, there's a river, and it can definitely facilitate a deeper connection with nature just by being in that space. So spending time outdoors away from the hustle and bustle of daily life can promote feelings of awe, gratitude, and interconnectedness with the natural world. And all of that, as we've talked about many times on Mindfulness Mode, all of that is associated with increased happiness and well-being. And number five, personal growth and renewal. Seclusion provides an opportunity for a recharge, a sense of, hey, things look different now. Things feel different. It's just like a new start almost. It allows individuals to disconnect from routine responsibilities and pressures and can enable us to rest, recharge, and rejuvenate both mentally and physically. And it can lead to increased resilience, creativity, and a renewed sense of purpose and fulfillment in life. And like I said, that's definitely happened with me. So to wrap it up and to summarize, seclusion offers an all-round approach to personal well-being. It can really contribute. I mean, maybe you meditate, maybe you do self-hypnosis like I do, maybe you do a lot of these things that we've talked about on the show, maybe you do Wim Hof, ice immersion, maybe you do a number of different things, but this act of seclusion can definitely aid in stress reduction, in my opinion and in my experience. It can enhance focus, it can strengthen connections with nature, like we talked about, and definitely, like I said, it can promote personal growth and renewal. By providing a space free from distractions, seclusion can allow you to nurture your inner self. It can cultivate emotional stability, and you can emerge with a sense of rejuvenation and a renewed sense of purpose and fulfillment in life. And like I said, a deeper feeling of gratitude for what your life looks like. Mindful Tribe, I encourage you to consider some alone time if you feel you could benefit from some personal growth. And maybe, you'd like to feel more refreshed, rejuvenated, and more empowered. So with that, Mindful Tribe, take what we've learned today to reach new heights of calm, focus, and happiness. Stay in the mode.